And welcome to the 14th episode of Rebel Force Alliance, a podcast about Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes mobile game. I am your host, as always, Ednar, and I'm joined today by my two wonderful co-hosts, Coleman and Dave, but who gives a shit about them? Because we have a special guest on tonight. We are joined tonight by the elusive Mick Mole, or Mick Mole 2. Mick Mole, how are you doing tonight? Hello? Anyone there?
Oh, hi.
Oh.
You sorry, just wanted to. I really wanted to do just an awkward long pause there at the beginning.
I was like, I'm like.
I was really being elusive.
I was thinking about just like hanging up and then just being like, and just having you guys be like, ah, damn it, he snuck out again.
Oh, see, you know what? And I'm keeping all of this.
Everybody that goes into that is going to think that we actually have him on again. Like, you're going to be kidding me. He just comes to the gym.
Be like, oh, crap. He didn't show up again. So, well, outside of the awkward silence, how are you doing, McMull?
Well, doing pretty good. I haven't gotten kicked out of any more Game Changer programs, so I'd say I'm making progress.
Hey, that implies you're in a different Game Changer program.
I am not.
Okay, then.
Which is how I'm not getting kicked out of any programs.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll go back. Coleman, Dave, how are you guys doing tonight?
No one cares about them. They're doing fine.
Yeah. Thanks for that intro. That was really
no problem. I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, hey, we got Coleman, we got Dave, but we have Mick Mole too.
So that's for my life over here. So you know what?
It's because you're a Dolphins fan.
That's not the only other reason. I kind of
fly eagles fly. Thanks for Jay Ajayi.
Yes.
It's amazing what happens when he gets put behind a good offensive line.
And no Jay Cutler.
Yeah. And no Jay Cutler.
So
they did put up a stat earlier. It was like 180 carries, no touchdowns, which was the most for a running back this year, and not scoring a touchdown. And then he had a touchdown on his fifth carry with the Eagles. So
I'll take it. And this is why Coleman has been drinking all day.
Hey, my drinking problems are not your issue.
He's also on a beach in Hawaii. Again, not going to fault him for this. When I was in Hawaii, that's all I did for like 9 days straight. Bring a cooler full of beer to the beach. That's all you got
to
do.
Been to Hawaii.
And then the taco stands.
And then the taco stands, yes. Or taco trucks.
I'm curious, how much do tacos cost out there? They have to be pretty expensive.
$3-4.
Honestly, you know what saves you out there? Costco. Costco is a lifesaver.
Side note, pizza in California is super expensive.
Really? Wow, yeah. We are just at... I mean, we're going to go farther off topic, but why? Like, is it just because it's California and they jack up the price of everything?
Fair, I was looking at prices in Silicon Valley and it was like $18 for a medium pizza. And I was like, oh my God, a cheese pizza.
I got one earlier for $5.99 from Pizza Hut.
Yeah, no. Oh, what? Should have done Domino's. Domino's is better.
Yeah, it's what's closest to me. So, all right, totally. We're going to get back into the Star Wars game here. Star Wars game, yes. Not pizza or taco talk. So, McMull, I want to start off, since we've never had you on the show before, cough, cough. We're going to start off with some quick Q&A questions for you.
So, was that cough a hint that I should hang up or something?
No. The cough, cough was, I believe you were supposed to be on like 2 weeks ago.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, there's...
lawyers have advised me to not discuss it at all.
Yeah, it's like... You're like Voldemort.
He's just here so he won't get fined.
Exactly. Call me Marshawn Lynch.
Okay, so we're going to get through these Q&As, and then we're going to go into our main part of the show. So, all right, first, how did you get started in the game?
You mean like how did I find the game?
Yeah, how did you find the game?
I saw an article on Kotaku about it, and I was like, cool, a Star Wars mobile game. So I booted up and I started playing, and I was like, cool.
Okay. What was your favorite Star Wars game before or other than this game?
Rogue Squadron 3.
Okay. Stupidest thing you've ever done in the game?
I could tell you it's definitely not Zadying Pow.
Ooh, that's Powtastic.
Yeah, it's absolutely Powtastic. stupidest thing I've ever done in the game would probably be getting Mother Talzin into 5 stars.
All right, fair enough. I think everyone kind of regrets leveling her up at this point.
Other than that one coming.
Other than her, your biggest regret character. Everyone has that one character that they have at 7 stars and they just regret it.
I mean, I have everything at 7 stars, so I can't, almost everything at 7 stars. I don't have Talzin 7 stars.
Maybe just character you invested. Well, who's your worst Zeta?
My worst Zeta? Darth Maul.
Oh. I would have gone with Pop.
Because I Zeta'd him, and then I realized that was a horrible mistake, and I never used him again.
Did you run him in Arena when you, at that point, or was it past the Maul?
Yeah, it was during the Maul meta, and I Zeta'd him, and I ran him for like a day, and I was like, this sucks. So I went back to my Rex team. Went back to the Triple Cleanse team.
Which was probably a little worse.
No, I liked Triple Cleanse a whole lot better.
No, Triple Cleanse was good. I ran Maul for a while. You have to run Maul with Zeta Savage, though, or Savage. I think it's better, way better when you do that. And Nihilus.
And Assassin.
I didn't run Assassin. I still have to farm her, actually. She's great, but I still have to farm her. I'm assuming it's a she. I don't know if we've ever had this discussion.
I think Sith Assassin's a female.
Assassin is a female.
Yeah.
So I thought.
In terms of which character I invested on that I shouldn't have, probably Fulcrum Ahsoka. Because I went all in, I was like, yeah, Fulcrum Ahsoka, all right. And then I was like, oh god, she's not good. No. She's all right. But
she's real good when you control her.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
hey, my team has no buffs, so let me use Meditate.
Yes, I'm going to get my 5,000 hit in for using all my specials, and I'm going to dominate. But she can't be stunned. Nope. She's got that going for her.
Yay!
So what's your current Arena team?
My current Arena team is Commander Luke Skywalker lead with Princess Leia, Zeta, Raid Han, R2-D2, and General Kenobi.
Okay, so basically a basic variation of what everyone's running. Everyone seems to be running like that fifth spot. I've seen Thrawn, Leia,
yeah, pretty much.
You know, Ezra.
Yeah.
Like it's the same four and then one of those three.
I mean, I think Thrawn's like much more popular. Like Leia, I ran that exact team for a while. I went back to Thrawn once I gear 12'd him, and but the Leia really works well. Like you can beat Zeta Barriss teams with it too. You can just damage your way through.
Oh yeah,
enough mods. Yeah, like Zeta Barriss is really not a problem. Like I think people were way too worried about it. Like you can just damage right through it as long as you can get the right kind of move cadence in the beginning and get the crit immunity on the key characters, you're good to go.
Yeah, because I've got my Princess Leia modded for like 3,500 physical damage, and she just kind of tears through his arrows pretty quickly.
Hmm.
It's not very pretty.
Okay, so next, what is your current pet project in the game? Like what team are you working on now?
Nothing really. I'm just kind of hoarding. I'm sending almost 60 Zetas. I've got 40 Omegas. I'm just kind of saving to see what's coming out with all these new dark side characters that are supposed to be coming.
Fair enough. So, in your opinion, who's the most useless character in the game?
Coruscant Underworld Police, probably. Night Sister, Acolyte, and Initiate got semi more useful, so they're not completely useless now. I would have to say Underworld Police is probably up there in terms of just terrible characters that have no use. In fact, he is the worst character. I'm just going to go ahead and say he is the worst.
The only saving grace for him is that he's in platoons. And you may need him for platoons. That's really the only thing that you would ever want to use him for.
Yay, I guess.
Yay, territory battles.
And there's also Geonosian Spy we could talk about.
Yeah, but he has a ship. At least he has a ship that he could...
Yay, he has a ship. That makes him all that much better.
And I think everyone knows my feeling on ships.
He's also...
Yeah.
Uroror. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name.
I think you nailed it on the head.
Yeah, close enough.
Close enough.
You just make a bunch of noises in a row, and I think it counts.
Start off with and then just make noises.
Yeah.
So, all right, so what's your favorite game mode?
Probably Galactic War, because I just blow through in about 15 minutes with Resistance, and then I can exit out of the game.
Okay. What is your favorite non-Star Wars game?
Final Fantasy IX.
I don't know a lot about Final Fantasy. Did you play that PlayStation, or is that only on PlayStation, or is it on PC?
You can kind of go leave the conversation now.
I never played. I didn't own a console until about 3 weeks ago.
Is this where I just exit the conversation and not come back to the podcast?
Hey,
no, it's okay.
This is where Ednar leaves the conversation and just goes away forever.
We did, and no, I mean, like, in his defense, though, Coleman, we did ask you the other day what your favorite game of all time was, and your answer was Destiny.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Destiny's not a bad choice.
Of all time?
Yeah.
Okay. All time?
You said all time.
Sorry.
Oh.
I did not catch the
I guess I couldn't think of anything else.
It could be like the game that you're enjoying the most right now, absolutely. But like, of every game that you've ever played,
did he say Destiny, is he had to take a timeout to think of Destiny.
No, and then he came back with a good answer in RuneScape, I think.
Oh, right? Was it RuneScape?
That was like the first one that I think that got me into all this.
Either way, with gaming, the wonderful thing about gaming is everyone's got very different opinions. Like, you've never really played Final Fantasy games, but you know what Final Fantasy
is. Oh,
games.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just haven't really played them, and that's fine. Like, I've only played 3 and 7, so...
You're missing out.
Oh, I know. I'm just not a huge RPG guy anymore. I used to be way more.
12 was by far my favorite.
Yeah, there's a lot of praise for 12. I never really enjoyed it, though.
Okay, so we'll move on to the next question. There's only two more. What's your favorite Star Wars movie?
All of them?
Yeah, not a good answer. There has to be one you like more than the rest.
I think he likes Phantom Menace the best.
Do you like Force Babies?
I think it was you guys were talking about Jar Jar and like how 10-year-olds like Jar Jar, right?
Yeah, that was us.
Yeah, that was me. I was 9 years old when Phantom Menace came out.
Okay,
nine?
So like no, you didn't grow
no,
up
I was
80?
Younger than that.
I think Phantom Menace came out in 99?
I was 8.
Okay. Yeah, so like he was like almost... He wasn't as deadly to the movie franchise as like we thought, because you just didn't know any better. Like, you didn't grow up on the Star Wars movies, or...
Nah, I still think he's a good character. I like him.
Okay. See? My theory is right. You guys laughed at me.
Like, honestly, I didn't know there was a huge, like, group of hate towards Jar Jar until I got to college. And then I heard someone talk about how, like, everybody hates Jar Jar and how he sucks and yada, yada, yada. And I was like, what? How do people hate Jar Jar? Because even in, like, high school, people were still like, yeah, Jar Jar was a cool character. I get to college and I see the world and my eyes are open. I lose all sense of childish innocence. And, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and stop talking there.
And then you realize...
Jar Jar.
I don't think Jar Jar is that bad a character. Like, I think he gets way more hate than he should. What my point was is that he's not, like, C-3PO is, like, an iconic character within Star Wars. I don't think Jar Jar holds that same level, even with kids that are younger.
Like, but he was made in the same fashion. He was put in the movie to be the annoying, funny character type of thing.
Right, I agree. I don't think he's that bad. Like, he doesn't really bother me personally. Like, and I remember watching those movies, I think I was a little older than, I forget how old I was at the time, probably 15? Oh, I forget. Whatever.
People are old.
And, well, I'm 34. I'll be 34 in, like, 2 days. So
what's the nursing home like?
Oh, it's great. It's
screw you, I'm the oldest one here.
Dude, the craziest thing is when, like, and you've probably seen this, McMull, with your guild is just like the wide range of ages of people that play this game. Like, you'll have kids that are, or kid people still in college that are playing, as well as, like, we've got guys, like, almost 50 years old in our guild. Like, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Like, the age range.
It's definitely a wide range.
But it's Star Wars, I guess, right? Because people, like, there's plenty of people that play this game that in our guild that don't game at all otherwise. Like, we all do, but, like, there's people that this is just their only, like, really quote-unquote gaming experience, which is, like, it's interesting, like, the just who's been attracted to this game and over the, you know, the almost 2 years that it's been around. It's coming up on that two-year anniversary in, like, what, 3 weeks? So.
Yep, Thanksgiving, yeah. Right? Like, yeah. That week.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. So, last question, and there's only one right answer. Favorite character not in-game?
Favorite character not in-game.
Well, remember, there's only one right answer.
I think I know who you want me to say, but I'm not going to say it. Because he's a terrible character and no one likes him.
Oh, that hurts my feels.
That
gets me right in the feels there, McMull.
So, I really don't know where to start with this question. Because there's so many characters they need to add into the game instead of squeezing money out of us with pointless Night Sister factions and Ewoks.
I would exclude anyone coming up from the next movie, because, like,
I'm not going to talk about Last Jedi, okay. And we'll talk later on about Darth Revan coming to the game here soon. I think there's plenty of Separatist and Republic characters that still need to add to the game. There's about 5 bajillion clone characters that need to be added. There's a bunch of droids and Separatist characters that need to be added. And that faction's been kind of neglected because Night Sisters, yeah. So there's really no favorite character, but we need to see some more old-school Star Wars characters added in.
Like, you're thinking, like, Clone Wars. Like, they could just go back to Clone Wars.
Yeah.
And just go through every episode and be like, I can add this person, okay, next episode.
Yeah, apparently they have this marketing department or something at CG that says, hey, this character is going to get us the most money, let's put that character in the game. And how on earth they landed on Ewoks and Night Sisters for that, I have no idea. But that whole department should probably be fired. But anyways...
I mean, zombies make total sense.
Yeah, zombies. You know that awesome, what was it, Death Troopers book? With the zombies and Han Solo? Oh, God. I'm having traumatic flashbacks to that book now.
I don't even know what book you're talking about.
So, there is from the EU, I'm looking it up right now. It's a Star Wars book. I believe it's called Death Trooper. It's two separate words, and it's about this Imperial Star Destroyer that basically gets, some virus gets on board and turns everybody into zombies. And Han Solo and Chewbacca are on this Star Destroyer with another couple of characters. Yeah, Death Troopers. It's written by Joe Schreiber. And it is, like, the book that nobody ever talks about because it makes no sense in the Star Wars universe.
Fair enough. Well, alrighty then. Well, this is kind of like a kind of segue into what we're going to be talking about today. Talking about / ranting about. We're going to go over, because everyone knows Dark Side Territory battles are coming.
Yay.
And we're going to talk about them. We're going to talk about who, like, what CG needs to do to get us ready for Dark Side Territory battles. When we're going to see it. What kind of teams we think are going to be included. Who might be our must-have, you know, Dark Side characters, like our Hoth Rebel Scout and Soldier of Dark Side. So, Coleman, I'll start with you. What are your thoughts on Dark Side Territory battles, for starters? Do you think we'll get it soon?
I mean, I don't think we'll see it in like the next month or two, but probably 3 or 4 months down the road, yeah.
You think probably beginning of the year type of thing?
Yeah, beginning of the year. January, February time.
Okay. Now, a lot of people are thinking that the end of this month might be the sign of a new territory battle or territory war. So you don't think there's any chance that we're going to see a Dark Side territory battle at the end of the month?
Not in my head, no.
Okay. McMull, have you heard anything about this, or do you have any input on what could possibly be coming at the end of the month since it's not on the calendar?
I don't really know. I don't really have an answer for you on that one.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll just kind of go around and what we expect from the Dark Side territory battle.
Hang on, sorry. Oh. Let me pull up stuff from my source and see.
Yeah.
Like, didn't they go? Is it just going to be like a reverse of the current one? Like, is it going to be in Hoth?
That I don't know.
I wouldn't. Maybe.
Okay, here it is. Dark Side territory battles are getting kicked back because apparently there's a bunch of bugs and glitches, and it's not doing too well. So they're kicking back the release of Dark Side territory battles because they still need to iron it out and get to be somewhat workable.
Okay, which is actually kind of baffling to me. Because if it's... Yeah. If essentially they're just going to be taking... Like, flipping from light to dark side, it should be, I mean, semi-simple. Not like, oh, just flip of a switch, but you have the base there.
Yeah, apparently Guild v. Guild is ready to go. So we may be seeing that at the end of the month.
Really? That soon? Oh, that's
mm-hmm. That's what my source is telling me.
That would make sense because on our small podcast earlier this week, I don't know if you caught this, Dave, or Coleman, mm-hmm. But the new guild features for tracking, they said mm-hmm. will be released with Territory Wars. Like it said in the description, and this was pointed out to me by one of my listeners, and it said this will be released with Territory Wars, which led me to believe, I'm like, well, that actually makes sense then if it would come at the end of the month if they're going to be releasing this with Territory Wars. Because they're not going to announce this and be like, okay, it will be out in 3 months.
I have no insider information whatsoever. I just come here to complain. So, that's totally fine if it's ready at the end of the month. It just seems like there's a lot... that they have to do before that. I don't know. I really would wish that they'd kind of flip the order. I just feel like we need a balancing between light and dark side. They got to fix the meta, which is so boring right now. Like, there's just other stuff I think would be more valuable for the game than guild versus guild, which will probably just... It's probably just going to break up guilds, like, every time they go to change something like this. It just ends up screwing up all the guild stuff. Right when you get everything fixed, it's going to have to be all fixed again.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I know some of the stuff, like, and we'll go through this. Our guild got some stuff, some, not leaks, but some insider information, you might say, that we can expect a minimum of 5 characters a month for the next 3 months, all dark side.
Yes, I can confirm that on my side.
Yeah, like... And this is what they need to do. They need to prepare us like this. Now, you mentioned Revan before, McMull.
Yeah.
So you think...
Do you want to go all in on Revan now?
We can go all in on Revan.
Conversation?
We can go all in on Revan now, because I think that's the consensus of everyone thinking that's going to be the next big character to come out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's a big secret, right? I mean, a lot of people have been speculating that, even folks that aren't... I think the second they talked about... the second you start to get hint on new dark side characters, everyone's mind goes to Revan, because they know that it's such a huge popular character that it would make very little sense for CG to not include him in the game. So,
I mean, more people wanted Revan than Nihilus when Nihilus came out. I remember when they showed the picture. They showed the picture of the lightsaber, and everyone's like, "It's Revan," and then. It, like, got broken down, like, no, it's Nihilus. But everyone thought it was Revan.
Yeah, Revan is easily the most desired character in the game.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe behind Jedi Luke, but I think Commander Luke Skywalker kind of killed the buzz for Jedi Luke a little bit.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But Revan... So, talking to my inside source... there is a very high chance that we will be seeing Revan within the next 3 to 4 months, probably. And they are also looking at using the same release cadence as Wicket and Towson to release Revan, a.k.a. if you're free to play, you're going to have to wait 2 years to get him in 7 stars.
Boo. Boo. I despise this cadence. But yeah,
this cadence needs to die.
I think it's great. I'm a huge fan.
I sense some sarcasm.
It's the worst. It's the worst thing that this game has done. It's so stupid. It's just the 2 year thing. You, McMull, you had it in your video. We talked about it. Like,
oh my gosh, yeah.
That must not be named.
Two weeks ago.
This was the follow-up video.
I think that was a separate video. Yeah, and then we talked about it in the podcast, and I went on like a 15-minute rant. Like, it just makes. There's so many ways to make money, and this game obviously continues to still do well from a money perspective, and I gotta, like, milk it for all it's worth. Like, they'd be stupid not to. This is EA's MO. Like, this is what they do. I get that. Whatever. But, like, it just seems like such a crappy thing to do to the fans of the game to say, even if you're a moderate spender, you're not going to have the character with any level of speed unless you, like, truly, truly, like, not even, like, necessarily whale, but, like, Kraken out on this thing. So, like, it gets to be this really, after 2 years and the amount of dedication a lot of people have shown to this game and the amount of money people have put into this game, be it small or large, like, it just is kind of a really shitty thing to do to your fan base with this cadence that, like, are people even going to be playing the game in 2 years when they can get this character? Like, that's the thing. Like, is this game really going to be around for 4 years? Like, seriously? Is it? I don't know.
I mean, most of your mobile games don't last this long as it is.
Yeah. So, like, that's the best games we've ever played haven't lasted this long. Like, so it just seems like that maybe there's another, like, it's a kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop at some point on this where they'll come out and say, like, all right, we're going to speed this up to, like, every other week or something like that. But even then, and we talked about this too, like, even if it's every other week, it's still a year, which is worse than your hard node farms. So it's just, I don't know.
I mean, here's the thing. They basically left themselves, like, a way to get out of it by saying, well, this whole release schedule is subject to change, so.
And hopefully it will, because
AKA, like, they'll change it if enough people bitch and if enough people start throwing money stop throwing money at the game, they'll change it because, you know, gotta get that money.
Right. And I would imagine, and we can maybe talk about this, like, this goes to my, like, earlier comment about fixing the meta, like, I would imagine that Revan is going to be a meta-shifting type of character, right? Like, they're not going to release somebody who's such a fan favorite and have him be just kind of like, oh, he's good in raids or he's good in dark side territory battles. Like, certainly with, I know that a lot of people have been using Talzin in Arena and she's fine. Maybe not Night Sisters in total, but, like, she's helpful. And then Wicket was really never in the meta, but, like, I'm assuming he's going to go into the meta and then, like, only a small portion of the character base will have him. So it'll be really interesting if that does happen to see what that looks like, because a lot of the very meta characters that have entered the game, at least somewhat recently, off the top of my head, were all relatively available, you know, if you had the right characters and things like that. You know, a lot of them were legendaries. And even Nihilus, like, that was before it 7 stars mattered. Like, you could run Nihilus at 4 stars. Like, it didn't matter. So it'll be interesting to see what happens if they release a character who people can't actually obtain, who really drives the meta in some way, and then to see how people revolt to that, because you know that that's going to go over like a lead balloon. So,
okay, Coleman, you're being awfully quiet over there. What do you think
about what?
let's go with Revan. Let's go with Revan.
I'm still kind of drinking, and my attention span is that of a fly.
This is what we love to hear. This is why we bring you on, Coleman.
For those that don't know, Coleman has indulged today, so he's having a good time.
So what's your thoughts on Revan?
On Revan?
Mm-hmm.
I'd really like to see him in the game.
I mean, if Revan comes out, will you go full whale on him?
Yeah, I will.
Everybody's gonna go full whale on him.
Yeah, I've had multiple people already tell me, like, if he's actually gonna show up, you know, they're gonna open up their wallets and just go full out on him. They have without a second thought in their mind. I've had people say to me where it's like, sorry kids, about your Christmas present, Darth Revan's coming.
This Christmas is canceled this year. Why, Daddy? Because Revan came. Duh.
Those are the same parents that let their kids like Jar Jar Binks.
Yep. Oh, you had to go there.
Yeah, why not?
Gotta bring my parents into this, don't you?
Yeah, insulted McMull's parents.
You didn't know any better at that time, but if they let you like him now, then maybe it would be a problem.
Well, it's a good thing my parents don't hold dominion over me anymore.
There you go.
That would be awkward if I was 26 and still being controlled by my parents.
Yeah, be a little on the weird side.
Would be.
So you're saying that Revan is probably going to be another one of these marquee events. Basically, showing up with
Darth Revan as a black credit card for CG.
the American Express black.
In dire emergency, you must use the black card.
Okay. Yeah, they know that they're sitting on a gold mine with Revan. And, you know, if EA comes in and is like, hey, your profits have dropped a little bit. What's up with that? They can just be like, hey, look, we have Revan down in the game now. But, they know. And they're going to use it accordingly. But at the same time, they can't hold on to it. So they're going to use it at some point. And from what I'm hearing, it's going to be within the next half years when we're going to see Revan in the game.
Now, I mean, if they're really just looking for money, wouldn't they want to do something like a legendary event instead, but require 5 annoying-ass characters to get and then charge money?
It has to make sense, though.
Yeah, you don't have anybody in Galaxy Heroes that makes sense to unlock Revan. If we see a bunch of Old Republic characters suddenly get thrown into the game, bet your ass Darth Revan's coming.
Yeah, that just throws up a bunch of red flags right there. It's like, what's going on? It's like the veterans.
I mean, we have what? Do we only have one?
Can we talk about the veterans, too? I want to talk about the veterans. I want to rant about the veterans.
All right, we'll get on the veterans in a second.
Tis the season.
I think the Knights of the Old Republic, we only have HK-47, right?
Correct. And Nihilus.
Yeah, I and Nihilus.
So, yeah, I mean, you require both of them at 7 stars, plus 3 other characters, charge $20 for 80 shards, $100 for 40 shards of each. And then, I mean, you could probably get more money out of the game by making people get 5 7-star characters than 1. In theory. I don't know. That's just my thinking.
Don't give them any ideas.
Yeah, let's switch the topic now because
you're starting to
already gonna be listening to this because someone's gonna be like, hey, someone leaked Revan's coming. So
true.
This podcast is already gonna have their attention.
But the thing is it's already been all over Reddit.
Yeah, Reddit? I don't think this is like amazing
I've heard it from 6 different people, and I've seen it on Reddit.
About Reddit?
Yeah.
Yeah, people have speculated.
Yeah, have been speculating about it. And it's, I'd say it's less of a speculation and more of an educated guess based on knowing CG, the hints they've given, stuff like that. Knowing there's only so many more big dark side characters that they can release that aren't in the game already.
Right.
That, I mean, I knew all along Revan was coming sooner or later.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just not excited for this release cadence for him, if it's true.
Yes. Speaking of release cadence, you wanted to talk about the veterans.
Yeah, so let's talk about the ginormous waste of money that are the veteran smugglers. And now we pretty much know why they're releasing to the game. And they are, I'm 99% sure we're going to need them to unlock Jedi Rey.
Yeah, let's face it.
Yeah.
When they first came out, I was like, why in God's name would you throw these two characters into the game? And now it makes sense. Because they are completely useless, but you're going to need them to get Jedi Rey, who's going to be a meta-defining character. So, yeah.
Lightsaber Rey. Just correcting you.
Whatever. Dude, I don't care. I mean, we've been speculating ever since Rey got her name changed, and I did that video, the follow-up to that, to what should not be named. And I was like, yeah, looking at Rey's name change, we're more than likely going to see a Rey with a lightsaber now. And I'll bet you $100 that we're going to need the veteran smugglers to unlock her. And all they've said so far is that we need Rey. So prepare for, let's see, they went, Haunted Tree went to Chromium's, what, Coleman, you said it was the first week of October?
Yeah, it was about October 4th is when they went to all those packs.
Okay, so expect them to go free to play another 2 weeks, and at that point they will announce Jedi Rey, aka Lightsaber Rey, for those of you who want to be technical about it, and just be like, hey, guess what? You have a week to get Veteran Smuggler, Han, and Chewie start up so that you can unlock the new Rey.
I already know I'm not getting Lightsaber Rey, so I'm not even going to attempt it. I'm not going to get BB-8. That's the problem for me is I've been farming First Order Stormtrooper since the last BB-8 event. And I'm getting at best 2 shards a day, at best. I'm just not going to have it. Now, one thing I have heard is some people have been speculating the Millennium Falcon will be required.
I hope not. I will be furious. I will do a 20-minute rant.
But
if
would it surprise that'll
be my new video?
Would it surprise anyone?
It would not. It would not.
No, yeah, it wouldn't. Yeah, but it would be.
I don't think it's likely, mind you, because we've never had an event that required one ship. But
well, the thing too is that basically, up until what, a month and a half ago, 2 months, we could. The only way you get Millennium Falcon was by throwing a good $10,000 into the fleet mega packs, and maybe you unlock Millennium Falcon. Yeah. Like on my test account, I threw $5,000 worth of crystals into the fleet mega pack, and I only got 40 shards of the Millennium Falcon.
It's rare.
It is incredibly. It's rare. I think Kylo's command shuttle was more rare in the mega packs for me than the Millennium Falcon was.
I never saw Reaper shards.
Yeah, there's Reaper. Yeah, the Reaper too, but yeah, no. All these characters that are all these new ships that are now free to play, they are an absolute pain to get up because you can only get them from hard node shards outside of Cassian's U-wing, and they're gonna take a good 6 or 7 months to get them to 7 stars if you're lucky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not saying it's likely. It's just something that makes some semi sense. Because, like you said, we're probably going to need Rey, Scavenger Rey, Finn, BB-8, and then the 2 veterans. Well, Finn and Rey you use in the Millennium Falcon. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's not logical, but I could see it happening.
Yeah.
I don't know how they would implement it, but it could just be a whole new series.
Yeah.
Let's see, what other Last Jedi characters do I know about? We more likely have a Snoke coming.
Yeah, I kind of guess. I'm guessing Hux, too.
Hux, I don't know about. There is supposedly a faceless Kylo coming, which may or may not be the faceless character that was...
You mean maskless?
Or the new... maskless.
I was like, I'm like, he has no face? What is going on here?
Zombie crap. Zombie spirit.
Horror movie Kylo.
This shit just got real.
Foe with the new face thing.
Freddy Krueger.
Yeah. No, he's Slender Man.
Okay.
Do you expect like a new Kylo to come in and now old Kylo's useless?
Maybe. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I only know what my sources told me, and I haven't really thought about too much besides being like, does this sound plausible or not? But honestly, at this point, I really don't care too much about this game. So, yeah. I don't know.
Sad face.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing what happens.
Yeah.
Things that cannot be named.
I would just, happen. I would, yeah. I would hate to see, like, them, like, when, I don't know, the Kylo, obviously Kylo is a decent, especially with a Zeta, so to bring in a new one and then have the other one kind of completely useless. I mean, I guess it wouldn't be the first time that they do that with a character, though, so really shouldn't be too surprised if that's what happens.
I mean, Kylo now really doesn't, he's useful, but he's fine.
Now, yeah.
So he's useful, but he's been replaced in every aspect he was useful in before. Like,
yeah.
You think about it, phase one of the heroic AAT. Well, now I can do that with Commander Luke and Raid Han. I can solo the first phase without having to escape. You know, so he goes out there. Like, every arena, he's not viable really in arena anymore. Like, everything he was in, he's not good in now. He's acceptable, but he's not good. So I think a new Kylo wouldn't be that bad. Replace the old Kylo? I don't know. We could replace him with, what's his name? From the Saturday Night Live skit.
Oh,
you guys, the undercover boss.
Adam something?
Yeah.
No, it's Radar Technician Matt, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that...
Radar Technician, yeah.
That Matt guy's a real dick. So, yeah, we could have Radar Matt in the game. And, you know, it's an improve... It improves over the old Kylo, I think. And that's just me. Like, I think if you bring in a new character, they have to be better than the old version of themselves.
Yeah, that's, or they could just both be good. They could just both be good.
That's
the way. Both be really useful.
But has that ever happened before? Because we have a lot of iterations of two different kinds of characters. I mean, you look at Ahsoka and Fulcrum Ahsoka. Fulcrum Ahsoka is better than old Ahsoka.
Team Han.
Yeah.
All the Hans are pretty decent, right?
Yeah.
Galaxy of Hans.
Yeah, the Galaxy of Hans.
Like, no one really uses Smuggler Han, but he's not like a brutally terrible character, right? Like, he's useful at some point.
Yeah, there's just better characters than him.
Yeah.
He doesn't really fit in anywhere.
Yeah,
I mean, you look at Luke, obviously. Number one right there. Farm Boy Luke versus Commander Luke. You know,
I don't know. Farm Boy Luke is awesome.
Yeah, Farm Boy's great.
Would you,
especially when you use him in the raid, then he eventually stacks up like 60k hits.
Yes, but would you take Commander Luke out of your team for Farm Boy?
Depends on if I'm feeling like a masochist that day.
Fair enough. I mean, even look at Anakin to Darth Vader.
I would use Anakin.
I would use Vader.
Yeah, I would use Anakin all day long.
Yeah, Anakin's great.
I would rather have Vader.
Like, even from when he launched, like, he's still good.
Yeah, he was one of those. He was like one of the original reworks in the game, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Like, yeah. I think
he was the first. Favorite. He was the first rework I think they had.
And man, he was so good when he came out. Everyone was like, "Oh my gosh!" Like, they'd never seen hits that big before, and then it just kind of went downhill from there.
Mm-hmm. But he's still,
and then Wiggs happened. Yeah, no, he's still great. I mean, Mobile Gamer had a video of using Anakin and a Night Sister team under a Zeta Talzin lead, and Anakin just goes absolutely berserk in that team, because every time a Night Sister is revived and then dies, Anakin goes Super Saiyan and starts bashing everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, alright, I'll concede this. They don't have to be better than the other ones, but I think Kylo will.
No, and, I'm sure he will. Yeah,
yeah, he probably will.
Now, so what are some of the other dark side characters you're thinking they might show up with?
Yeah, like, in general, all of them? Like,
yeah, because, I mean, if we're
Tusken.
If we're looking at this, we're going to get 15 to 20 more dark side characters.
We'll probably see some more Empire characters.
Yeah, I think to even out the Empire and the Rebels. Because, I mean, we have...
Scout Trooper.
Yeah, Scout Trooper. There's always the theory that we're maybe finally going to see Kallus in the game.
Iden Versio, Inferno Squad.
Yeah.
I don't think Inferno Squad's coming to the game.
Uh-oh. I'm sorry, Coleman.
Yeah, I'll just save my.
Like, no, I get it.
I have set aside for revenue. Yeah, I guess now.
Get that people want to see Iron Versio and Inferno Squadron come to the game. I don't know of Inferno Squad coming. I mean, right now, the team's focused on getting Last Jedi characters out and all that stuff. So we may see Inferno Squadron down the road, but not anytime soon, I'd say. I don't think they're going to be part of this bum rush of dark side characters.
I think it's going to rely on how successful Battlefront 2 is.
Oh, Battlefront 2 is going to be successful.
It is, yeah. But I don't think they want to jump the gun and stick them in all like her in all the other games before they know for sure. Because they don't need to put her in the game starting, you know, this month. They can wait a few months, see how big of a deal it is, and then that can be like, okay, is she going to be a legendary character? Is she just going to be a marquee character? Stuff like that. They can gauge the interest.
Yeah.
I imagine we'll get some new Separatists.
I would
be up for some Separatists. We may finally see that supposed Separatist capital ship.
Yeah, Grievous needs one.
Grievous or Gunray, either one of those two.
Malevolence makes a lot of sense. It's a popular ship. It's in
I mean, so. We all know that the Grievous rework is coming at some point, so
yeah,
they could do a Separatist faction pass with the Grievous rework, give him either a capital ship or his starfighter that you see in the game. So who knows?
I'm gonna call it right now, and this hurts me a little on the inside. That I'm not going to say it's going to be Hondo, but Bosk.
So the devs have Hondo designed, and he is
what? Whoa! Hold up! Hold up!
Why did you say?
I'm saying it now. At 10:15 on Sunday, November 5th. The world ceased to be.
This is like Christmas.
McBull told Ednar that Hondo exists in game, and this is now what we're going to have to listen to on the podcast.
Hondo's not in the game, but the devs have him designed.
Okay, so they have it in theory, they just haven't implemented it.
Mm-hmm. But okay. He is very much a character that they are looking to add to the game at some point.
And I kind of figured they would. I mean, I wouldn't say he's a fan favorite, but he's somebody people like. But
At 10 shards a month.
That one person likes.
He is voiced by one of the most iconic voice actors in television history. They
Who
wouldn't
voices him?
Jim Cummings. He Ooh. Voiced. Have you ever heard of Winnie the Pooh?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, he does.
I have, but I never watched it.
He voices Winnie the Pooh. He was also
Darkwing Duck.
Yep, Darkwing Duck. He was also he was the Tasmanian Devil. He was Tigger. He was in Aladdin, Lion King, Shrek. He was one of the hyenas in Lion King. He was also Mass Effect.
Robotnik in Sonic the Hedgehog.
He was in World of Warcraft, Star Wars The Old Republic, Mass Effect 2, Skyrim, The Elder Scrolls, Fallout.
Like, yeah, he's a pretty good, he's a pretty distinctive
voice actor. He's a legit voice actor.
Not as good as Johnny Young Bosch or Nolan North, but he's up there.
Yeah, like, you don't get somebody of that, like, because he's well known in the voice acting community. You don't get somebody like that to do a character that you're not going to have more than in like 4 episodes scattered throughout like 8 seasons of television. So I think they probably do have things in work for him, but for Hondo, but I think other bounty hunters are going to be first. And I think it's going to be Bosk.
Embo
too. But I mean, why is Embo such a big fan favorite?
I don't think he is. Is he?
I think people just say Embo because he's actually in the game already.
Yeah. I mean, he did seem pretty cool in those couple of episodes he showed up in the Clone Wars.
Oh, yeah, he does. But, like, everyone's like, Embo, Embo, we love Embo. I'm like, really? Like,
yeah, Hondo, I'd say, was a much more popular scoundrel character.
Yeah, it's just he's not in the actual game right now and causing chaos and fits of rage in late side 9B.
Yeah.
So, but I can see if they introduce, even if it's Embo or Bossk or Hondo, doing a Bounty Hunter rework.
Yeah, I mean, they considering they did all these animations and everything for Embo when they threw him into Lightside 9B, it kind of feels like he's there, but they haven't released him yet because they're waiting on something.
I think, is he the only one left that is, like, a named character in control, like an AI named character that isn't in the game? Like, as a playable character? Because it was R2.
There's also Rey with the lightsaber. That's about to change.
Yeah, I'm not going to count that one, though.
Yeah. Like, R2 was one, but then we got R2, obviously.
Well, that was a very obvious one, because it has his own event, so it was like, okay, he's obviously...
We also have Super Saiyan Palpatine in the Allied Assault battles with his, like, 100k shock ability. I know we don't have that character in the game.
God, I want that one.
I know, right?
I want the Darth Sidious that AoEs everything and just kills you.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
No cooldown on it either. Like, I'm just going to AoE one-shot everyone.
One-shot, one-kill.
Yep. So, yeah, I can see a Separatist rework coming before anything else. Whether it's Separatist or Droid. I think we're going to get one of the two, not both.
Well, no, I think you can get them at the same time, though, because if they release a bunch of droids, they can release under both faction tags.
Yeah, they could. I still think if they
You can release Droidica, you can release a rocket trooper, you could just release the standard battle droids. Like, you could release all those characters, and you could release them as Separatists and as droids, and then it could potentially help both factions, because there's a whole bunch of cool stuff with droids I want to be real. Like, I want to be able to, like, mismatch. Like, all the droids in the game have fun little things about all of them, and, like, they're very useful in other modes and certain things, but, like, you can't, there's really nothing ties them all together right now. Maybe it'll be the Grievous rework that does that. I'm probably will be, but I'd like for droids to be relevant again, just because there's a lot of, like, really fun characters and droids, both between light side and dark side. Like, I want them all to work together in some way.
Yeah, droids were always really fun in the beginning.
I'm still thinking...
There's cool mechanics for a lot of the droids, and... I don't know. I just want to use BB-8 in Arena.
Been an Empire team, man. Haven't you seen the video?
What video?
It's a BB-8 Empire team.
No. He did BB-8 with Empire?
Yeah.
I've seen better things.
No. I mean, I guess it works, right? Because the Illuminated Destiny works with everybody.
Yep.
If they do a droid rework, I honestly believe they'll introduce new character, Dr. Aphra.
I could see Dr. Aphra.
Because she'll bring along her two droids. And all three of them are huge fan favorites.
Yeah.
And do a droid rework with those, like, her being, like, for instance, you know, her being the marquee event and her two droids being, like, the zombie and the spirit, you know, where you can get them through the events like you do any other time, and then Aphra will be the 10 shards a month type of character.
No more of those.
I mean, I know we know no more of those, but it's gonna happen.
No.
I don't want it to.
Just because you don't want it to doesn't mean it's not going to happen.
I know, it's just the worst. It sucks all of the excitement of a new character out. It's like, here's this new character, and now you can't, like, just... I just hope a lot of, and I feel like the inside information that we got says this, is that a lot of the new Darkseid characters that get introduced, and again, we don't have, like, names for all of them, like, we're just speculating kind of here what we think it'll be, but, like, that a majority of these will be readily available in a variety of ways.
Mm-hmm.
But, like,
they're not, like, some of them even, like, going right to stores, is I think what they said, which they haven't done in forever with characters.
Yeah, like, I would love, I'd love characters to go back into the stores. Like, it's been a long time since I've seen anyone.
Yeah, I don't remember the last, what was the last character that they released?
Phoenix.
From the moment, no, but not when they first came out.
No.
So, like, what was the last character that they released in this game that went straight to the board?
It would have to be before marquee events.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
That's been here since February.
God, that's been so long. I can't remember anymore.
Yeah, because I remember our first marquee event characters were Nihilus and Trooper and Assassin, weren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was Bodhi. It was Bodhi.
No, because I think even Bodhi had a tournament for him.
No.
Bodhi.
They
released him free for everybody. They released him free for
everybody. Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay.
They gave like everybody in the game Bodhi, and then they put him in Galactic War. That was the last one that went right straight to the board. He was never in a Chromium or anything. He just went straight to the board.
Yeah, because they were trying to quick fix the Zolt thing, I think.
What wasn't Pau the same way?
Pau was also, but Pau came before Zodi.
Bodhi. Like Pau was like a login character. And then
to log in.
And then after the login,
April, wasn't he?
Yeah, and then after that he went into the shop.
Yeah, but I think so login character, yes, but he was a login character first. Like Bodhi literally went right to the store. Like they gave him to everybody and then he went in the store.
Yeah.
So
here's 20 shards, and then, he's also in the Galactic War store.
Yeah, because I think, honestly, like, the last time they did a big update and released characters like that that all went right to the board was, was it, like, when they put, like, Cody,
Scavenger?
Tell about when ships came out and they had the ship store brought in.
Did someone go to the store?
Because like Cody and Rex and Echo all went to the ship store when ships came out.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, you had to basically buy them through Chromiums.
Oh, the Chromium days. That's, I don't know what's worse.
I do not miss the Chromium days.
Like, is the 10 shards a month like better than the Chromium days?
No.
Well,
I was gonna say Aurium days.
Well, I mean, you can...
Your Rhodium days were the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were definitely the best bang for your buck. I think the thing about, like, Chromiums and those characters, like, if you... For, like, a year, you couldn't... Unless you bought Chromiums, like, you couldn't get, say, Rex. So, like, if you didn't want to spend money, you just were like, well, sorry, you're never getting this character. And at least within the model of the like Talzin and Wicket, like you will at least get their shards. Like you'll have the character over time. So I guess technically it makes it better than a Chromium, which was like you just can't have this character unless you want to spend money. But I think for people that want to spend a little bit and want to like spend on certain characters, like the Iridium model was the best. Like that was. Because you could get a character for like it was like under I know people when B2 went into Iridiums unlocked them for under $200 in some instances.
Yeah,
which
that's kind of a start of me on my whole thing.
Much cheaper than like the current rate that characters go for if you want to kind of immediately whale and obtain them.
Yeah, B2 was definitely my the first time I ever put money into this game. I was like, oh, I can pay $5 and get few shards of B2.
Yeah.
Man, when Rex went into Rome, I think Rex pretty much made Erodiums. Because he was the first Erodium character, wasn't he?
No.
Yeah, Erodiums didn't last very long. Yeah, I think he probably... Because then there was Wedge, right? It was like Rex and Wedge.
Wedge was the final Erodium... No. Or did Geospy come after Wedge?
Geospy was the last one.
He was the last one. He was after B2.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about, because this was all before I started playing the game.
But okay, I definitely missed the Erodium days.
Yeah.
But I think we can all agree that the tournaments was the worst thing that...
The first tournament Shore Trooper was the absolute worst. Hey, let's have these. Oh god, because I think one of the guys who basically got a full 7-star Shore Trooper the first time, I can't remember how much money he spent to make sure he got that.
Yeah, no, the amount of attention you had to pay to that too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd go to work and I'd be like 10th. I look away for 2 seconds and I'm like down 3,000. I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was possibly the worst system I've ever seen in any game. So I'm super glad they got rid of that. So you mentioned before that they're having, Dark Side Territory battles are all buggy and everything.
Mm-hmm.
What could be causing it to be, I know there's a lot of stuff we don't realize that could be causing it to be buggy, but what could be so much different between Light Side and Dark Side Territory battles that could cause it to be buggy? This is just something that randomly just popped in my head.
I'm not a game developer, so I can't really honestly say that, but this game is not really that well built in the first place, so take it with it how you will, but to hear that a new game mode is coming out completely broken like this is not exactly surprising for this game.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's just something that I was just like, I'm still baffled by it. So trying to figure it out in my head, how, it will take character balancing, but that's every game of all time takes character balancing.
I've talked to some people that understand game development, maybe certainly at a deeper level than me. And what I've come to understand about the game is that it's kind of built, they used a lot of maybe shortcuts that they shouldn't have used in certain instances over time. And it's kind of built up to where, when they go to make certain wholesale changes and rather large tweaks, things break pretty easily. So
it's coming
I'm
back to bite them in the ass.
I'm imagining it's just a number of things didn't work, whether it be certain move sets or new abilities or things don't work right together. And then there's probably just the generic issue of causing things to crash and stuff like that. So, I think there was some maybe lazy game design or lazy game development, I should say. We know there's lazy game design, but lazy game development that can cause some of the issues. But
and they probably got to go back and just change out the entire shortcut to what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, and fix Tebow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, the Tebow bug.
God, that was awful.
So, I still hold to this day the theory that if they hadn't released Sith Assassin, Tebow would not be fixed.
Why am I drawing a blank on the Tebow bug?
So the Tebow bug
the taunt.
His stealth.
The stealth thing. He'd bring himself into stealth.
His leadership would break him out of his 3-turn stealth because it would override the buff.
His first special puts him... So if you're not running him as lead, right... He obviously his first special puts him into stealth for a number of turns. Is it 2 or 3? It's 3?
His special will do 3 turns, yeah.
So it put him into stealth. But what would happen under his leadership ability is that it would recheck his stealth every time his turn would come up, and it would kind of roll the dice on a 50% chance to go back into stealth, which it shouldn't have done because he used a move that should have superseded that to put him in stealth for 3 turns. So he would come out of stealth sometimes, aggravatingly so, because you're like, this jerk's supposed to be in stealth for the next 3 turns and now he's not. So that's why it works really well with, you can run him with R2 and you don't have to worry about it anymore and not have him run his lead. But no one needs to do that because it's not like raids are a problem, but they didn't fix it forever. And
they didn't fix it until Sith Assassin came out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they finally fixed it.
Cause that was a thing. Cause Sith Assassin had an ability that did the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was like, oh great, here we go. Tebow 2.0. And miraculously got fixed when Sith Assassin came out, and it was like, huh, that's kind of convenient. This new character we're supposed to pay $300 for suddenly has the stealth mechanic fixed.
And then everything works. What a surprise!
Like, I saw that, and I was like, there's no way there's no way that would have gone fixed if there was not a new character with that exact same stealth mechanic coming in.
So, yeah. Can we
call me cynical, but
can we push for a new character that counts the number of daily tickets people go through, so that will get fixed then?
Here is my thing. What the hell is taking them so long to figure this thing out?
I just think it's down on their
priority that everybody has been asking for.
I just think it's down on their priority list.
It is, and that's what's so frustrating. I know it's down low on their priority list. It's somewhere around ships, which is pretty much the bottom of their list.
Yeah. Yeah, I just... Yeah. I'm not going to get into the tickets thing, because... Yeah, no. I'm just not going to get into that.
It doesn't make
them money. Fine, I'll get into it.
It doesn't make them money to fix it, so they'll do it eventually. Yeah, it doesn't make
money to fix it, and... Yeah. I mean, they're like, hey, we've got all these new territory battle tools coming with, which, by the way, it's ready to go into the game, but we have to wait for them to release this new freaking mode in order to finally get these territory battle management tools that, you know, should have been here since day one, but God forbid they listen to their beta players for anything. So, yeah, like, we're basically, they're holding the new territory battle tools ransom so that we can buy into territory wars, and they're still like, we don't need to do 600 ticket tracking. No one wants that. That can make any money. So, yeah.
So, all right. We've been so negative, we need to talk about something positive. So what are some of the things that are
You're
going...
You're struggling to find anything positive about this game, aren't you?
All right, I still love the game, and I'm not going to quit it anytime soon. So, I mean, I'm negative on a lot of things because
cocaine's a hell of a drug.
I like the game so much. And I just want to see this stuff fixed. But I will say this. When the new tracking system stuff comes out, it will make territory battles 10 times better. And that's only coming from me because I'm the one tracking the stuff now. Right. On a spreadsheet. So it will make the game much more enjoyable to me. But again, I don't get why it wasn't out at the start.
The tools?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because it... There's a variety of factors. I mean, but certainly... Listen, they're a smallish team, I guess, as compared to maybe... But it's a mobile game, so it's probably a good-sized team for a mobile game. They have a list of things that they need to do, and they start with those things that are... have a dollar sign next to them.
They need to do another quality of life update.
And they're going to, but they're not going to do that. They're not going to do that over, say, release characters for us to spend money on, because it doesn't really make any sense to do that. I understand that. Plus, too, the thing that they know in the back of their minds is everyone's surviving with these things because everyone's resourceful, and they go and they build their own spreadsheets, and they use Discord or Line or whatever the hell else you can use to chat with your guilds, and, like, everyone's surviving without them. So people go on Reddit and the forums and complain, and they want these things, but they know at the end of the day that people are going to keep going forward without them, so they'll get to them when they can, and in the meantime, they're going to release, you know, more veteran smuggler characters.
Let me see. I'm going back to what my source told me. Okay, so... No, never mind. Keep talking.
Okay.
Still scrolling through things.
All right, fair enough. So with the release of... Like, so this is something that also just popped into my head about the Darkseid territory battle. What if they're trying to implement ships?
What about ships?
No, they try and implement more of a ship factor into the territory battles. Like, introduce more Darkseid ships, because they need more of those. And then they start introducing more of a... How do I put this? Assault on the Death Star. Type
you think a raid?
Come yeah,
a ship raid here.
Yes,
but we're like talking a ship raid, my favorite topic that I never want to talk about. I'm kidding. Keep going.
Okay. I was going to be like...
Awkward silence.
I was going to be like, okay, do I keep going or do I piss people off?
Somebody off.
Yeah. I mean, you don't even like ships, though.
No, I don't. But if they release more ships, I would. I don't like ships right now because...
I'm sure they'll release more ships. They'll probably release more ships, right?
Yeah, we've been saying that for like 6-7 months.
Oh, they're coming though. They're working on them.
Yeah, again,
yeah.
They've been seeing that
the past year.
Like, to this day, I still think the best raid they could do, and I still full wholeheartedly believe that this is how we're gonna get Jedi Luke, is Attack on the Death Star.
No.
Still think it will happen.
Or that with a side of no.
Come on. You don't think an Attack on the Death Star raid would be awesome?
Get me wrong. Death Star raid would be awesome. I don't think we're going to use a town like Jedi Luke. It would be silly. Why would you use that to unlock Jedi Luke?
True, they don't get any money off of it. I forgot.
Well, not just
you. Gotta always ask yourself that one question.
It doesn't make any sense either.
No, it really doesn't, because the Death Star one was...
Now, if we got to get some kind of new ship, that'd be completely different.
Red 5?
OG Millennium Falcon?
What if we got, like, the frickin' Super Star Destroyer as a ship or something?
Ooh, I could see that. Resurgent or something like that.
What was the name of Super Star Destroyer? Someone help me out here.
Oh, boy, you are digging deep. The Executor?
No, that was Vader's ship.
Oh, I thought that was Super Star Destroyer.
So the Super Star Destroyer... referring to the Executor.
It was the Executor. You're right.
Yeah. Okay.
So I could see that. I could also see the OG Millennium Falcon. And that could be a way they could introduce the proper Chewie too.
Oh, God. If they did Lando and what's-his-face, Nian Nub, as the pilots for that.
Oh, God.
Jesus. They still need to put the actual, like, the original Millennium Falcon that we know from the original trilogy in the game.
With Lando and Nian Nub as the pilot.
We still need the original Chewbacca.
That, it could be a dual thing. Like, if you do a Death Star raid, you have a half ship raid, half, like, character battle raid, and when you complete the ship portion, you get the OG Millennium Falcon shards, and you complete the character part, you get correct Chewie shards.
Yeah, but then you have to go back into ships just to blow up the Death Star.
Or you could do it vice versa. You fight on Endor, and then, you know, the fight continues.
Now you're talking about Death Star 2.
Oh, you know what? You're just being difficult. I'm just trying to argue with you, and then...
Oh, wait, I thought we were talking about the... I thought we were talking about Death Star 2.
Either or. We could do...
A raid with Death Star 2 would totally make sense. You start out, like, the first phase involves you, like, trying to blow up the shield generator on Endor.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, the Force Moon of Endor. Mm. And then you do, like, two phases down the ground. The first phase is, like, Ewoks ambushing the stormtroopers. And then the second phase is you inside the bunker trying to blow up the generator. And then phase three has you go up in space and has you fighting off the TIE fighters and destroying the Star Destroyers or whatever. And then phase four has you actually, like, blowing up the Death Star.
See?
Yeah.
There you go. And then it could be another place where Ewoks would actually be useful.
But that would take so much work, and it would not be something that they'd ever do, because it doesn't make it money.
I mean, I don't think they'll ever release another raid.
No. No.
I think raids are dead.
Too much work, not enough return on investment for it.
Especially with territory battles in there.
Territory battles.
They have a new raid. The new raid is territory battles.
So you guys were talking about earlier about how stuff was coming the end of November because there was like missing notes. So the source, going back to what the source told me, very good chance that Darkside Territorials are supposed to come out the end of November, beginning of December, but because of the bugginess, they're looking at pushing that date back.
Okay. I was just hoping that, honestly, I would not be upset if we took the week off because it's Thanksgiving.
That would be fantastic.
Like, I know a lot of people are like, well, that's a week without rewards, but I'm like, you know how shitty your rewards and how horrible it's going to be to try and organize this when half your guild is gone and traveling?
Yeah, someone who's getting 43 star rewards every week, I can back that up. It's not worth it.
Yeah. Now, one thing I will say is I found a positive. A positive of all the new Darkseid characters coming out is everyone's galactic power is going to start going through the roof.
Yes, it is.
So it will make Lightside Territory battles a lot easier. At least to get up there. So you'll start seeing a lot more 43 star, 44. I think, is 44 the max or is 45?
45.
So you're going to start seeing more and more.
It's amazing how much galactic power you get just by unlocking a ship.
Really? Yeah, I guess I haven't unlocked a ship in a while.
And it was like 20 to 30,000 galactic power, and I was like, oh, sweet, look at that. Just by unlocking the ship.
I made like a 200k jump when Chimera came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get a lot of galactic power from those, but they're, it's like very empty galactic power from ships, though. Because you like max out your ship, like the sections for ships and in territory battles don't need that much. So like it just ends up being kind of useless for like getting additional stars, I guess I should say. Like that, most of that's gonna come from your character.
Yeah, but you still want to get those special ships because they're always popping up.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So what are some other ships that you can expect, you would expect them to shell out, I guess, to put out there? Any ideas on that?
Kylo's ship.
Yeah, TIE Silencer, TIE the Bombers, most likely.
I mean,
you can see a TIE Bomber.
I mean, Anakin has to have a ship sooner or later.
So does Ahsoka. No, Ahsoka already has one.
Ahsoka has one. Anakin was supposed to be the best pilot in, you know, the galaxy.
Yeah, we're still waiting on Anakin's starfighter.
Yeah, his ship, Grievous' capital ship, or Newt's.
You have a ton of Separatist ships out there they haven't even touched.
Yeah, Red 5, too. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Red 5. I think he should be a reward for something, though.
I love that Photoshop of Red 5.
Oh, yeah, with like, Wedge's moves or whatever it was. It's
they just superimposed crap.
It was like the original. You probably remember... McMull, there was that like original fake, I think it was Wicket Photoshop from like well over a year ago where it was just Chirpa's moves.
Yes,
and that made the internet rounds and everyone's like, oh, Wicket's coming. And you're like, yeah, if he has the exact same moveset as Chirpa, yeah, he'll be here soon. So. And we got him eventually. 10 charge a month. So happy.
And
thank you.
Didn't have the exact same moves as Wicket or as Chirpa. No. Imagine that.
Oh, the Ebon Hawk. Revan's ship.
Oh,
you know, that came up a couple times today, I think.
But that would imply that Revan's coming to the game.
Well, we're going to jump out on a limb here and assume that Revan's coming to the game sooner or later. It would be a good ship to have.
But what would be the release cadence for the Ebon Hawk?
Well, since it's a ship and it's supposed to be more annoying, you take about 4 to 5 years.
I'd tap that.
Let's see.
The best would be is if you just can't unlock the character, but they just like the ship's like in Galactic War. That'd be great. That'd be hilarious. I'd love it.
I mean, we have Cassians and
You can get your 10 shards a month, but here's the ship.
Yep.
I love how we have Cassian's ship and that ship's only in the movie for half of it. and then it gets destroyed.
If we're gonna go down that path, let's talk about the fact that Bison and Power are in the movie for like 5 seconds each.
Yeah, I was thinking
they're both characters.
I was like that. Me and my buddy, who also plays the game, always have joked about this with Bistain, or Bistain, however you want to pronounce it. How he was the first character from Rogue One released into the game, and everyone's like, "Who the hell is this guy?" I'm like, oh, "We may not know him. We haven't seen the movie yet." And then we watch the movie, and we're like, seriously, who the hell is this guy? And then, like, I actually Googled. I'm like, Bistain. And they're like, oh, here's one quick flash of him in the movie. I'm like, seriously? This is the character you want to start with in this game leading up to the Star Wars movie? I'm like, all right. More power to ya. But, yeah, no. Like, I wanted to do, like, a cool POW intro, and then I'm like, I'm trying to find sound files for POW, and they just don't exist.
In the movie or in the game?
In the movie. Like, I'm searching on, without like having to literally pause the movie and record it on my computer, I haven't been able to find any sound files for him.
He yells Sakala. Cuts to him and he yells Sakala.
Yeah, I know he yells that, but I'm like, well, that'd be a horrible intro. Just POW yelling.
Side note, when he uses his Sakala move in the game, he yells Sakala.
Oh, he does. I generally don't have the...
Yeah, turn on the sound next time. He does it. You hear him just say, Sakala! And everybody gets offense up, and then Sadahan kills everybody.
Yep.
And then somebody else does the work. All right, fair enough.
Man, I tell you what, man. Zeta Pow, he's not too bad.
Okay, so let's talk about this Zeta Pow thing. Because 50% of our podcast right now has a Zeta on him.
You're damn right they do, and that's not enough.
I'm not wasting...
I'm pretty sure Mole is surprised that 50% of this podcast has a Zeta on Pow.
I think everyone is.
We're at 23 total Zetas for POW.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now. The only people who don't have fewer Zetas are characters we can't really get yet.
I think the most astounding thing is that you have 23 Zetas on POW, and that's a little over 4% of all Gear 10 plus POWs, which means almost no one is getting POW up to Gear 10 or higher.
I have my Gear 11.
I'm a Gear 11, and there are some days I think about taking him to Gear 12 just to watch the world burn.
Bodhi Brook has more Zetas on him than POW.
That's a crime against humanity.
Like, the only ones who have fewer are the two veterans, both the Hermit Yodas and Rolo.
Like if that stat was 80 years ago, it'd be try the Nuremberg Trials. I mean, that's an absolute war crime that there's more Zetas on Bodhi Brook than POW.
Oh, Lord. I don't get... Alright, so you'll have to explain this to me. What's the benefit, really, of... Like, why would I... Why make your case. Why should I put a Zeta on POW over someone else?
Because it's hilarious.
Okay, I need a better reason than that.
No, you don't.
No, you really do not, because you throw that Zeta on him, and people in your guild will literally fall out of their chairs for you.
Yeah, they're like, why? Why did you do that?
I know you guys watched that video of POW and Saxon, because you guys referenced it.
Yeah, I mean,
a guildmate was like, if you Zeta POW, I will videotape me falling out of a chair and send it to you. And I was like,
oh, I remember
hey,
that.
So I Zeta'd POW. And he was like, I'm never making a bet with you again. So, Dahlia, if you're listening to this podcast, I love you, and thanks for that video.
Oh, he actually did send you the video.
Yeah, it was in
oh,
my
yeah, it was in the video.
Because he's like, all right, McMahon, I'm only doing this once, and then he just falls out of the chair.
Okay. You know what? Clone Wars Chewbacca has more Zetas than POW.
Everyone has more Zetas than POW.
No, you are wrong.
Other than Leonard the characters...
Han Solo, Rolo... And Vader, Smuggler, Chewie all have less Zetas, and also Hermit Yoda, but no one has Hermit Yoda, so...
A few people have them.
You're right, but no one. The only people who have like gear 10 or higher Hermit Yoda have him Zeta'd. And that would be your test accounts. Which, side note, I know my test account is still alive because I can see it on SWGOH.gg.
That's funny as crap.
And it's there, and it reminds me every day that I no longer have access to my account.
Oh, that's just
burning. And then you just made this podcast sad.
Well, no, that was the funny thing is when they kicked me out of the program, I forgot I was still logged into my dev account. So I opened up the game. It's like this account has been banned for multiple repeat offenses. I'm like, oh, right.
Oopsie daisy.
I just about had a heart attack. I thought it was my main account for a moment, and I was about ready to just go burn down EA. But then I was like, oh, right, test account.
Whoops.
Dude, if they had banned my main account, that would have been ugly.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
So anyways, back to PAL.
Yes. That was great. So what is it? He gets 5% turn meter. 5%
turn meter whenever a rebel ally uses a basic attack.
And just he gets it.
So he's actually been really useful in territory battles with that Zeta. Because
especially pairing with Han Solo.
Han Solo and Princess Leia.
Mm-hmm.
Those two are what drives a Zeta Pal. He is basically going to be moving pretty much all the time. Every time you open the encounter, he automatically gains 10% turn meter because of Han Solo with a Zeta. And then Princess Leia will add another 5-15% based on her triple tap. Luke Skywalker, his leadership ability counters count as basic attacks as well. So if everyone counters, he gets like another like 30-40% turn meter too. And every time a basic attack is used by a rebel ally, he reduces the cooldowns on Sakala and his sonic grenade by 1. So he's pretty much getting offense up and defense down all the time. And once you have him to gear 11, his basic will actually hit like 6k per hit. So once you have that offense up and you have like a debuff on the opposing enemy and he has the buff on him, he's doing a good 18 to 19k on his basic attack. It's pretty good.
Yeah, you didn't do a good enough job convincing me.
Because I mean, that's
because first you have to be like
masses. I still need to do a rebuttal to Arnold's video because
Game of Hacks?
Yeah, the Game of Hacks video, because that was a horrible misrepresentation of PAL.
Would you rather have him do all gear 12s?
Yes. Yes, I would. I can laugh at him and be like, why would you do that?
And then videotape yourself falling out of a chair and send it to him.
I could totally do that.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll record it right now. No, I won't. Not in the middle of a podcast, I won't.
Sure, you could. Absolutely, you could.
Some other day.
See, now you could put Zeta Bodhi and put him with that team as well. That could be a dynamic duo right there.
No.
Yes.
Not really. No, Bodhi, I'm still trying to figure out why anybody would throw a Zeta on Bodhi.
That's
the guy who has a Zeta on PAL, but whatever.
I'm trying to find Bodhi on this list.
It's... At the end of each of his turns, Bodhi grants offense up for 2 turns to a random ally who doesn't have it.
And rebel allies gain, with offense up, gain 50% defense. Like, that's what
the Zeta says.
The Zeta just gives the offense up at the end of the
turn. For 2 turns. Yeah. Like, it's at the end of his turn. So, that's already odd, because I think Bodhi's pretty slow, isn't he? And he's at 132 speed. He's not too slow. But that's at the end of each of his turns that he gives offense up. So maybe in an arena match, maybe possibly, he'll hand out offense up like 2 or 3 times. And territory battles, the buffs reset the end of each wave, so offense up isn't going to stick around. He's not going to be constantly throwing offense up like PAL would. So, okay. I don't know.
Now, Coleman, didn't you say you just put a Zeta on Stormtrooper, too?
No, I was going to, then. Like, I'm kind of hoarding right now, but...
Yeah, what's up with that?
What, the Stormtrooper Zeta?
Yeah, so you were saying that people were saying it's good?
I think it's pretty good. Like, so in your basic meta Empire team right now, you have a Thrawn lead with Death Trooper, Krennic, and then Short Trooper and Stormtrooper, having two taunts there. But most people, if they go off and fracture like Short Trooper, and then go off and hit quick buff immunity on Stormtrooper, they can take out either Krennic or Death Trooper. So then the team kind of starts to lose people, but then as you're going, Stormtrooper's offense starts stacking and stacking and stacking. And there's a video I think out there by Fair or somebody where it has just Thrawn and Short and Stormtroopers going off and killing a team of five CLS Titan meta.
That's interesting.
Just because his basic doesn't hit that hard. He gets 40% each time someone dies, right?
Yeah, if that's two or three people, that's 80 to 120% offense.
But then you don't have any other allies.
Yeah, but then all your good characters are dead.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's because most people are going to target Krennic and Death Trooper. Right.
Yeah. I'd like to. It would be cool to see the video that you're talking about where he does a decent amount of damage. I just think it's like there's other characters that have like offense up, or I mean, like percent offense that doesn't require you to, or maybe it requires you to do Zeta. But like one of the Night Sisters just got that right. It has 100% offense. Which one was that?
Oh, who was that?
Talking about Night Sister Spirit?
Is that the 100% offense? But that's not a Zeta.
Whenever she has off or foresight, she has 100% offense.
Yeah. So like that's like, but she doesn't need a Zeta for that. So it's just I feel like Stormtrooper's offense isn't high enough. Like I could see something like that being great on a character who's often like imagine that on like a Ezra, who hits hard.
Man.
And like if you start killing the other characters, now he hits harder. Or like if that was like say Anakin, so like if he, you know, because he already got the turn meter, but now his offense is going to be higher if you killed other characters. Then I start to see how deadly that can be, and you're just like shit, like we gotta kill this guy first.
You know, but Anakin does have has room for a Zadon, his unique.
Well, there you go. I just gave you his unique. He gets offense up stacking. He gets offense percentage stacking when characters die, not just turn meter. How about that? Now he'd be amazing. He'd be back in the meta in a heartbeat with that move. Because he already – like, but that's the thing. Like, you're not scared enough of Stormtrooper's offense that are you really going to be that scared of it even with the offense, even with the 40% offense? I don't know.
I kind of would be. If the damage variance hits, it can hit pretty high.
Yeah.
Plus, whenever he doesn't hit that critical hit, he's exposing you.
And that expose can't be resisted, can it?
Yeah, it cannot.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't worked on Stormtrooper. I'm trying to finish First Order Stormtrooper right now, to be honest.
So I'm kind of looking at throwing a Zeta on Ezra for his flourish, just because.
I hear everyone who has put one on Ezra has not been disappointed.
No, I mean, you guys saw that Reddit image I posted where Ezra did like a 70k hit with his flourish, right?
Yeah. You sent it to us.
Yeah, that's why I did send it to you guys.
You're like, my goal is 99 or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, he literally learned how to annihilate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the only buff I was missing, I think, was crit damage up.
Yeah, which that's a hard one to get.
Yeah. Someone I theorycrafted, I had him under a Zeta Qui-Gon Jinn lead. And another guy I theorycrafted, basically we came with a Wedge lead with BB-8 on the team to give out all those buffs. And
I know we talked about throwing BB-8 on the team.
Yeah, because BB-8 gives out the crit chance up, the offense up, crit damage up, speed up, everything for four turns. So pretty much you're going to get two annihilates off in that time.
Pretty much.
But I took him up to gear 12, I threw a bayonet on him, and my flourish is already hitting upwards of like 35k, and that's without all those awesome buffs outside of a Phoenix team. So I'm like, yeah, it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just can't justify throwing another Zeta on a light side character right now.
Yeah, no. It's only like it's a first world problem thing.
Yeah.
I'm sitting on 60 Zetas pretty much at this point. I'll throw a Zeta on him if I want to, because I have the Zetas to spare for it.
I'm sitting on 40 and I'm thinking about throwing a Zeta on Kanan.
Really?
Or Finn.
I would do Finn.
I still can't believe you don't have Finn Zeta'd.
Yeah, that's a shocker.
And considering, so, McMalt, what you don't know is that you have a full Gear 11 resistance team?
I do.
Well, no, Coleman does.
No.
And you...
What are they at? Because they're Finn close.
Finn's Gear 10... Let me open it up real fast.
Like you said, your pull was at like 260 some odd speed, or without even trying.
Resistance. So the team is, it's Poe, Finn, Pilot, Trooper, BB-8,
R2 as well.
Yeah, but they'd have to Zeta R2, and I don't want to do that.
But yeah, use that team. What are they all at?
Okay, so Finn is Gear 10, Pilot is Gear 9, Trooper is Gear 11, and Poe is one piece away from Gear 12. And so, BB-8's just sitting there at level 65.
Okay, so you could easily get a resistance team up rather quickly.
Yeah. I use Poe's ship, so...
Yeah, I would put it on Finn.
I don't know. I just don't want to.
Fine. Be difficult. Like always.
Okay, so my Poe is sitting at 249 speed.
Oh, that's... No, it went down.
I had to pull a mod off to put it on Shore Trooper.
Okay. I mean, these are not problems I have to worry about. What about you, Dave? Do you have an excess of Zetas?
Like laying around, or characters that I've Zeta'd?
Oh, laying around.
I have 30 Zeta mats right now, so I have one waiting and working on another. I Zeta'd Jin recently, so
good choice.
But it's still so RNG based, that Rogue One mission. So, yeah. Because I don't really want to take the rest of the characters that much further. Because I shifted. I can do 113. I haven't. That's the only one I haven't. 6 of 6. I'm like, is it really worth it? I went back and started. I want to finish First Order Stormtrooper because it's the last First Order character I don't have at Gear 11. Just so I have them ready. I have Kylo at Gear 12. So I just have, like, I'll have First Order ready if there's new First Order characters that are coming. All my Resistance are Gear 11. And then I have Gear 12 R2, so, like, Resistance is ready if new characters come out for Resistance. So I just want to have those two factions kind of set if we get new characters in the movie. And then I'll figure out what to do after I gear. First Order Stormtrooper needs a bunch of Carbonis, so it's going to be a little while to finish him unless I buy one or two. Because he needs, like, 300 to go from Gear 8 to Gear 10. And then he's easy, I think, after that. But
yeah,
it's just...
His gear 11 to 12 is not fun. I just finished that yesterday.
I probably won't gear 12 him yet. There's probably other characters I do ahead of him, but I just want them all 11, and then I'll just kind of hoard and decide what I want to do from a gear 12 standpoint right now. Because really, the big thing from gear 12 is protection, but I haven't, unless you add the pieces at gear 12, I haven't seen that much of a difference for some characters. But like, once you start adding some of those pieces at gear 12, I've seen like a noticeable difference. Like, my completely finished CLS does hit harder than he did before, so it's just...
My completely finished Krennic and Death Trooper, they're hit so much harder now.
Yeah, that's another thing too, is just like, and then I think I need to just go back to Empire and just get those kind of ready to go, because I have a decent top tier Empire, but I need to... I'm almost finally done Shore Trooper. So close.
Yeah.
Like, need like 30 more shards, and I'm finally done that stupid long grind. So,
you know.
Yeah.
And then you get to start another stupid long grind.
I have to finish Veers, and then I guess Krennic at some point. I need to do Krennic and I have to go back and finish Death Trooper and Gar Saxon. I'm finishing Low Gray right now because I dropped down to like a lesser star guild, just to kind of help them out, and he's a valuable character for platoons, and so I figured I'd just get him because it would help them maybe complete additional platoons. So that's who I'm working on right now. He's almost to 6, so hopefully it'll be done in another couple weeks, like 2 weeks, maybe it'll be finished.
Very nice. Okay. I just completely finished off the command shuttle.
Like to 7 stars?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Everyone's gear 12 and it's 7 star.
So it's good probably God. A pretty good ship.
Yeah, I like it. I really like it.
I don't get it. So, I mean, I guess, is there much else you guys want to talk about in regards to Dark Side battles? Or Dark Side characters? I don't know if we really stayed on...
We didn't really.
Stayed on point when it comes to... We started with it, and then we just kind of went in every which way direction.
No, I don't think so. Topic
that you speak of.
Yeah, it's boring when you stay on topic. I mean, maybe when we get some more news, we can all kind of go through it again at some point and see.
Yeah, like, we didn't really get anything.
The characters that they...
We haven't gotten any concrete news in like 2 weeks almost, outside of the
Ray's Hero's Journey.
And I don't even know if that's news. It announced.
We've kind of known about it.
It wasn't like, hey, here's what's going to happen. It's like, hey, sometime in the future, you're going to get, you know, lightsaber Ray, and you're going to need to use at least old Ray to do it. That's it. All right.
Veteran smugglers.
Earth-shattering news there.
Yeah, they didn't say veteran smugglers.
No, but that's what this is what they did for Luke too, though, right?
Yeah.
So for Luke's journey, they mentioned you're going to need a Luke to participate. That's what you needed. They'll do maybe some of the flash events like they did with Luke, and then you'll need the team of 5 that everyone says you'll need: a Finn, BB-8. Scavenger Ray, and then the veteran smugglers.
Yeah, they just haven't actually announced any of that. They just announced that an event is coming sometime in the future. So I don't know if I'd really call that news. They used it more to pump up the Google Ray, like the Google Play cards to get a 7-star Ray.
For a long time.
Yeah, but they released a whole new press release on it, I think. Regarding it, like how to get it, what you exactly need to do, stuff like that.
Google Play Ray.
Google Almost Play Ray. Yes. The one that gives you a giant middle finger to Apple users.
Just like always.
Right?
As those stupid Apple users deserve.
Like, oh, hey, here you go, free 7-star K2SO. All right.
Okay. Knowing just how mediocre K2SO is.
That's not the point.
It's totally the point.
Didn't Apple get Phasma?
Apple did not.
Not since I've been playing the game.
There was... Apple users got Wedge for free, and Android users got...
Bigs
for free.
Yeah. Mm. But K2SO was basically free for non-Apple users. And I know he's not a good 7-star, but it's at least it's a free 7-star. Like, a free 7-star character is a free 7-star character.
Plus the extra 330 stars if you buy any more after that.
Well, not really. For the Ray thing, yes. The K2SO, no, you couldn't do that.
No. Yeah, the Ray thing, yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah, not bitter about it at all.
Now you sound perfectly okay with it.
Yeah, I mean, I also get that it's probably almost impossible to work things out with Apple as far as, you know, cross promotions with them. It's probably impossible because it's Apple.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I think we'll get some new news this week. Probably, yeah, probably some of the stuff that's going to come out the end of November.
Yeah, come as territory draws to an end, we'll see more.
Yeah. Now, McMull, I wanted to get your advice, what you thought of this. Is the Thrawn event coming back so soon?
Is the word you're looking for opinion?
Yes. Shut up.
There you go.
Your opinion on the Thrawn event coming back so soon. Because it only was 6 weeks in between Thrawn events.
I think he left.
No, I'm still here.
Okay.
I don't really have an opinion on it.
Oh, like, do you know what? Like, do you have any ideas why they would do it so quickly?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But I mean, it's a CG we're talking about. Do we really know why they do anything anymore?
Well, like, I've been trying to think of: is there a character you could use Thrawn to unlock? And I can't think of one.
No, it just, well, what are the others? The other ones are in, the other ones come back how frequently? They're monthly, right? They come back every month?
I mean, they could be going for the monthly thing now with,
I think they just brought it back to monthly quicker than the other ones they did. But, like, I think once they brought it back,
But then there's more legendary characters than there are weeks in the month. So you can't be doing monthly, because right now there's 5 legendaries.
They'll find a way.
Mm-hmm.
Life always finds a way.
Life always finds a way, it's true.
Oh, well. And life finds a way.
Just like before this Rey's Journey thing, BB-8 will probably return.
Yep. Oh, that's already been announced.
Yeah.
I can't wait for Commander Luke's event to show up just so people can stop asking when it's coming.
Yep.
Because, side note, I have no idea when it's coming. Please stop asking me.
Yeah, because if you don't have him, you're screwed.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Like, but plain and simple. Like, this game is not fun to you if you don't have him. Trust me, I have a B account that does not have him. It sucks. It sucks horribly.
I mean, I have him, and I don't think this game is that much fun anymore.
No. That's what I've kind of been saying for a while now, is that he kind of ruined the game a little bit.
He was way too strong. He's OP.
Yeah.
I think this...
There are rumors that they're going to nerf him, but who knows?
Yeah, and I know they've said before that they never really want to nerf. By nerfing them, they buff other characters or come out with new characters, but I think they need to make an exception for this.
Yeah, this is terrible.
Oh, God. Yeah, because... I was here when they did the original nerf to Barriss, and I was furious when that happened.
Oh, was that the Zeta?
No. Way back in the day, this was the Darth Sidious meta.
Yeah.
Because everybody ran him, and he was a pretty good leadership ability because of the crit chance and crit damage that he gave out to all allies.
And then the heal immunity.
Yeah, and the heal immunity. Barriss was like the go-to answer for Darth Sidious, and they nerfed her. And yeah, it was not a pretty picture, because Barriss is pretty much how you got through the Darth Sidious Galactic War chain. Because at least half of your teams in Galactic War back in the day were Darth Sidious led teams, and she was how you got around. She was the only character that could get around healing immunity, and people complained about it, and they nerfed her. They basically cut her healing in half, and she wasn't good again until her Zeta unique came out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they had to fix that because it was bugged.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, at least when they fixed that, they returned people's Zetas.
That was a good idea.
There would have been a billion times larger uproar if they didn't.
Because I remember I did a video where my clone troopers took on a bugged Zeta Barriss team, and it took me like 10 minutes to beat the team. It was a Zeta Darth Vader lead with a Zeta Barriss and a couple other characters, and yeah, I just about lost Cody in the process, but it took forever for me to kill Darth Vader because, you know, he was just healing back all the time, even though Barriss was dead.
Yeah.
And then Arnold did a video on it. He was like, hey, can I have that footage? And I was like, sure. And yeah, he did a little funny video on talking about why Zeta Barriss was bugged at the time, why it needed to be fixed.
And then they fixed it. But that was a bug fix.
That was not a nerf. That was not a nerf.
I think Commander Luke just needs a straight up nerf. Like, straight up. I'm thinking almost his the first thing that comes to mind is God, why am I drawing a blank on the words?
I don't know, you're the Commander Luke runners.
I know I'm the Commander Luke runner. I'm drawing a blank all rebels counterattack. Whenever they get hit. Or reduce the chance of that, or take it away completely. My vote is take it away.
I would keep the counter chance.
Yeah.
What would you get? What would you nerf from him?
See, that's the problem. The thing is, if they nerf him, there's going to be a serious outcry from the community. Like, it's a problem where you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Yeah. It's really hard to go back and nerf characters. Yeah.
The first thing they should have done was not give him six abilities.
Mm-mm.
Where is he?
Oh god, he's way down my list.
Six abilities. I think it would have been better if he didn't hit as hard as he did would be helpful too. Like, and then I wonder if it was a little bit too much with the stun on basic.
Yeah,
have been a bit much.
The 20,000 debuffs that he can put out with his basic attack.
Yeah, like I get like the. Yeah, the stun on his basic was probably too much. His dispel. Yeah, maybe he didn't need. Like the thing is, that's the thing, right? He's got everything, so he hits really hard. He's not too squishy, right? So he
regenerates all the time.
He regenerates his own health and his protection. He cleanses himself. He immediately goes again. Like, that's another thing, too. Like, that turn giving him 100% turn meter is stupid, right? It shouldn't have been that, either. That probably should have been more like 50% or something. He then he dispels. He puts buff immunity on somebody. He puts tenacity down on somebody. And then the basic with counter chance is like, crazy. Because if you like, double tap him, say, with a character, he's going to counter twice and stun the character. So it's like it's more everything, which is hard, right? Because when you go to nerf him, then you're like, you gotta like cut out a little piece here there. I know why they did it, right? We all know why they did it, because they wanted to make a character who was awesome.
Luke, Mother Love, and Skywalker.
It's Luke Skywalker. Mm-hmm. They needed to do right by him, and they did. Way more than they needed to. Like, he would have been awesome if he didn't have stun on his basic and his call to arms, only gave him 50% turn meter. That would be two valuable changes that would make him a little less good, but not bad by any stretch of the imagination. And he'd probably still be the best character in the game if you made those two tweaks.
So here's tweaking that. His learn control ability, cut his tenacity bonus in half.
Yeah.
So he only has plus 50% bonus tenacity. I would get rid of the plus 50% defense as well. So that he would have the 50% counter chance, crit avoidance, 50% tenacity, and maybe get rid of the 10% bonus turn meter whenever a robot ally takes damage as well. Because then you have It Binds All Things, where he gains all that turn meter too. Maybe cut that in half too, so that he's only giving out 5% to himself, regardless of what, and that all allies would gain the 5%. So, I mean, doing some minor reductions in turn meter bonuses for him, because speed is everything in Arena. So if you can severely cut back on how he gains turn meter, and make him less of a fast-moving monster that destroys everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting the nerf in with a bonus turn meter with call to action as well, that would be good. And then getting rid of some of these bonuses on learn control would also be pretty good, too.
So yeah. Basically, overall, a complete rework.
No. Just
a reduction.
It's just reduction in some of the stuff that he had. That's all.
Yeah. No, I will say I haven't had any issues with Commander Luke lately.
He's pretty easy to counter. The problem is, it's just you can go from zero to hero just by throwing him into a roster.
That I have a problem with.
Yeah. I mean, you throw him into a roster that he pretty much makes a team already.
Yeah,
just by throwing him in there.
Because like my shard. Everyone's got god mods and super whale krakens, and it's not easy to get into our top 10. Lately, we've seen random people like with crappy mods just pop out of nowhere and say hi. We're like,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I'm getting tired of fighting people that I've never heard of before in Arena.
Yeah, no, it's getting annoying now. It's like, don't stop messing with my payout. Don't just go away. Unless you have really good mods and I see you like legitimately earn your spot, whatever.
Yeah, no, I mean that's the meta that Luke has created.
Yeah, it's horrible.
And that it allows you to punch above your weight class.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's so good.
And the people sitting at the top don't have a weight class to punch into.
No, I mean, we've all been at the top of our shards forever. So, like, yeah. I don't, like, it's, I mean, I've been at, I've, you know, I took first for the first time in, like, March or April after I started playing, and I started in December right after launch. Like, I didn't play seriously for the first couple months. So, like, the first month I started playing seriously, I figured out the game finally, and then I was like, oh, this isn't that bad. And I've been in the top. You know, two or three at payout, assuming I can battle that day ever since then. But it's, and I share my payout with a couple people. We have a shard chat and like, you know, we're all nice to each other and whatever, but there's, you know, people creeping up for sure. And the same as you guys that were like, this guy really shouldn't be here. Like, and listen, maybe that's just us being, you know, pricks elitist. About it. Yeah, elitist, right? And that's, you know, I get that, right? We've all spent money on the game. We feel like we quote-unquote deserve it, but, like...
I do deserve my top spot.
Yeah.
But I also I've put a ton of time and effort into it. I've farmed the crap out of mods, and I've built a team that is very, very good, and it would probably stand up against the top teams on any shard in the game, and I think I don't want to fight the guy that has... like no greater speed set than plus 50 or 60 on a character. Like that's not, you know, I'm running a 281 R2-D2. Like I feel like I've got good mods. So like, I don't want, I don't want to have to,
good
you know,
is
that
an understatement there.
Yeah. So
like, I don't even run CLS or Han Solo. And I'm sitting there at the top. I'm like, come at me. Good luck.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Anyway, but, that's the meta that they've created, and the problem is, and I think you mentioned this earlier, Ednar, is that to fix that, it's not a nerf. They're just going to make Jedi Rey stupid good, and she'll fix it, and then they'll bring out Revan, and he'll be stupid good, and then he'll tweak it again, and then, but at the end of the day, like, there was a recent period, maybe it was like 4 or 5 months ago, when the meta was super healthy. I forget exactly when that happened, but there was like a variety of leads. And I remember going up and down like my top 50, and there had to be like 10 or 11 different leads. And it was people
was
running.
Was it around the Zal time though?
That was when R2-D2 stepped in and kind of broke the Zal meta.
Yeah, there was like an inflection point where like, I don't remember what was introduced in the game, but the meta got really healthy for a short period of time, and there was just a variety of teams that all seemed to really work. And I remember being on my shard chat. Everyone was running a different team, and there was like, you know, 20-plus characters that were relevant at the time, and like people were running a whole bunch of different stuff, and it all seemed to kind of work, and it was the healthiest it had ever been. And then that shifted, obviously. And
yeah.
Now it's like it's never been worse. I think, and that's a shame.
No, and I think you speak for a lot of people, and when you say that, and that when we talk about we want to see a healthy meta, a healthy meta does not mean this. It means what you just talked about. Seeing a variety of different teams all sitting at the top, like, from rank 1 to 20.
Yeah, we just went from getting rid of a bunch of people running the triple cleanse to a bunch of people just running damage rank ripple.
Yeah.
Which is, like, I didn't love the triple cleanse either. I never ran it because I didn't have Chirrut geared at the time, so I just ran, like, the double cleanse. But it's not like I wasn't running a meta team. I was just using Nihilus and, you know, it was like, it still worked. I used Nihilus and Kylo, and that it still gave me the same controllability that I needed. It was the same thing. So,
yeah.
It's just, I feel like they don't even think about planning this stuff out, and I want them to, because you have a ton of characters in this game, and I just wish it was, I wish there was any level of diversity in Arena right now.
So there
really isn't. Outside of, it's Zeta Barriss teams, or it's CLS teams.
So, I'm going to read off my Arena leader team from 1 to 20. So, leaders I see in mine, Thrawn, Asajj, CLS, General Kenobi, CLS, Zeta Qui-Gon, Daka, Old Ben, then just all about, more of the same.
Oh, right Rex. Now on your shard?
Yep.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Old Ben?
Old Ben.
Wow. Here, you wanna see what my arena meta is? The top 20 spots? Okay. 1 through 4 are Luke. We have Rex at number 5. 2 more Lukes. Then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 General Kenobi leads. Another 2 Commander Lukes. 3 Rexes. Another General Kenobi. And 2 more Commander Lukes. So, nothing but Commander Luke, General Kenobi, and Rex in the top 20 of my Arena Shard.
Mm.
It's about as stagnant as anything. And
Let me see. I'll post it.
I have 4 Kenobi, 16 Commander Lukes.
Yeah.
My shard is stale as shit.
I'm honestly surprised that I still have Rex leads on my Arena Shard, because I can defeat a Rex-led team with my Commander Luke team in about a minute.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, I know they drop into the 30s and 40s on defense, and I have no idea why they keep doing it.
Dude, I have a Zal that sometimes creeps up into the top 30 in our shard.
Here's what kills me. I have one of these Rex-led teams is a Rex lead with General Kenobi and a Zeta Barriss in the team. And I'm just like, what are you doing? Why do you have the Rex lead? Throw in the General Kenobi lead, you have the Zeta Barriss, you're good to go. You will not keep dropping into the 30s every day.
Nope. So now, since we're on Arena, what are your thoughts on people still using Nihilus?
Oh my god, have we been recording for 2 hours already?
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Holy crap. I just looked at the time on the call for Skype, and I was like, oh my god, we're at 2:20.
Yeah, welcome to our lives, where no podcast goes the way we want it to.
Yeah. You guys in for another hour of this?
Oh, man.
I'm only kidding.
We could go forever. But I think we probably, for the listeners' ultimate sake, maybe not do that, and then maybe just have McMull back on later, and we'll do this again, but not have one podcast go for 3 hours.
Okay, before I come on again, let me go join another Game Changers program and get kicked out of it, so I have an excuse to not show up.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. You need to have an excuse.
You need to have an out.
Yeah.
And it can't be like your cousin or grandmother or whatever.
What about
my cousin? Yeah, I was like, wait, is that where it ended? Like,
no.
Okay.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay. Okay. You
know, he's trying his best.
I'm coming down, okay?
Were you drinking beer or moonshine?
Let's see. I started with beer, then I went to moonshine, then I went to Crown, then it was mixed drinks, and then it was back to beer, and then...
Good God.
Pineapple and tacos. Then I came back home and had more beer.
All right, fair enough.
And now I've been stuck in a room with no alcohol, so I'm coming down.
You poor thing.
Yeah, I know. You must be... Yeah. Are you sweating a little?
Tiny bit.
Okay. But I do agree with Dave. I think 2 hours should be our limit for one episode.
Go ahead and record for another 2 hours tonight, then? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we're going to do 2 episodes in one night. Let's go.
We should do a 24-hour live stream marathon one day.
Oh, my God. We could still do that.
Oh, God. Shoot me now.
No.
We could invite everyone. We could invite, like, Arnold, Mobile Gamer, all of them. Bella Grande.
Just have, like, a constant rotating group of people. So, like, hey, I'm going to take a 30 minutes off. You guys just keep talking. Go do something else.
Oh, God.
I'm going to take a two-hour nap now. I'll be back in a sec.
And we could just say it's for charity.
Yeah.
There you go. Yes, this will never happen.
No.
Okay, so I'm going to go through one last time. Final thoughts. We'll start with you, Dave. Any final thoughts you might have on anything?
No, I don't think I have any. I think I've shared a lot of thoughts. I am excited to see the characters that they come out with for Darkseid. They desperately do need some more characters. I hope that some of them are free. So if CG listens to this because they like to listen to things McMull says, then I hope here's the thing, right? I just want them to find a happy medium between desperately trying to make money on every single character they release and then just giving, like, all right, do some of that, like the Revens. All right, you know what? Break the bank on that stuff. Totally cool. I get it. Understand. But then, like, let people get Scout Trooper and just put Scout Trooper in, like, the cantina store. Like, just find a happy medium there so you still give people – and he doesn't have to be great. He can just be okay. He can be good. I don't care. But, like, not every character needs to be meta-changing. But, like, if they're going to need people to have to strengthen their teams for territory battles, like, you don't need to have to – you don't need to have every character be, like, a meta shifter. Just they can be good within the construct of that team. So give a bunch of people some free characters, or free as far as like easily farmable characters, and then mix in your terrible Cadence release characters that they have right now. Just do a little bit of both so that you can maybe start to find a little bit more balance in the way you release characters. That would be wonderful. And then, you know, that's just really what I would like to see happen. I feel like the balance of character releases used to be a lot better, and I understand this one's probably more profitable, but I feel like you can still have both and find a way to do that, and then just have a better, like, feeling in the community of people being able to get characters quicker. I don't know.
Okay. Coleman, any final thoughts for you?
Nope. You know, it's whatever. We got a lot of stuff off our backs, just, McMull, was great to have you on the show, buddy, and hopefully we get to have you back here soon.
I agree. McMull, you're great to have you on. Any final thoughts from you?
Yeah, I really have to pee.
Okay.
Hey, me too.
All right, so
I've been for like the past like 30 minutes.
All right, so we'll make this.
Everybody, go to the bathroom. Okay.
All right, go. I'm pausing the podcast.
Wait. Seriously?
Yes, I will pause.
Why would you pause it now?
Yes.
You need to record this.
End it.
Fine. All right. We're just going to end it. I'm going to say a couple of things. McMull, thank you.
We almost had a bathroom break in the middle of that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it a middle. I would call it like 99% done.
Because they're about to start recording. Well, they're about to go for another 2 hours and be in the middle, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Back episodes.
So I will say this. Thank you very much for coming, McMull. Our newest podcast, I will say this, just got approved by iTunes. I'm working on getting it on all the other sites, and that is Inferno Squadron. It's a Battlefront 2 podcast. Battlefront 2 comes out in 9 days for pre-release, for pre-orders, and then, 13 days, I think. Until
9 days.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't have to come on that podcast too, do I?
Oh, well, no.
You can if you want.
Yeah, it's up to you.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
Our first one, it was a little jokey, but we're going to get more serious as the game releases.
Yeah, we just don't have enough information on it yet. But our first one released, so check that out. I'll be sending out a tweet with the link to that and all that fun jazz. McMull, where can they find you at?
They can find me on YouTube.
At what? McMole 2?
Yeah, McMole 2.
Because you ate the first one.
We don't... Okay, so McMole 1 is like the first rule of Fight Club. We just don't talk about it.
Okay, it's like your video. Wait, exactly. I already broke the rules. Damn it. All right, and then on Twitter, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at McMole 2.
That's pretty simple.
Yeah, pretty straightforward. Yeah. Basically, if you ever want to find McMole, just type in McMole 2 into whatever.
Just Google McMole 2 or Bing it, but let's be honest, no one uses Bing, so.
No, no one does.
Bing it.
I like Bing.
Bing it.
It gives a pretty picture in the background. I like it.
We're not going to Google it anymore. We're going to Bing it.
Yep, that's our new thing.
You're
now.
You're binging, right? We're going to bing it.
Yep.
I'm gonna bing this right now.
Fire up your AOL.
Yeah. Your possessed dial-up modem screaming noise thing machine.
Mm-hmm. Netscape.
That sounds like a little child was being run over by a truck. Fire
your, oh, fire fire has the focal pendulum at Griffith Observatory in Los Angeles as a background today.
Cool.
Okay, well, on that wonderful note, you can reach our podcast at, you can email us at rebelforcealliancepodcast@gmail.com or reach us on Twitter at RFApodcast. As always, iTunes reviews are much appreciated. Until next time, I don't even know. I can't even say. Yeah. We need to get everyone bathroom break. We'll see you next time.